Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 19. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. We kicked God out in 1963 in the prayer issues, and then subsequently the sexual revolution took place. In 73, because of that, it gave way to abortion on demand for the full 9 months of the pregnancy. This is what Babylon has done. And when we see the women who are scarred because of the decisions they've made in ignorance many times, because somebody told them it was okay, it was just a piece of tissue, later to come to realize, no, it wasn't. And they're walking around wounded and needing of forgiveness and not knowing that it's available and feeling like, how could anybody ever forgive that? I'm telling you guys, Jesus is to be praised. Hallelujah. Because of salvation. He can forgive anything. And everything. And it's amazing. That's worthy of praise. So the first hallelujah is for His judgments. He decided, He judged it worth doing to die for you and for me. Hallelujah. I didn't deserve it, but He chose to. Not only because of salvation, because there's four things He says. Hallelujah, they say. Salvation. Glory. Now, most people don't realize this, but it is in Ephesians the Bible says, let there be glory in the church, okay? You know what Jesus did? He came to seek Himself out a bride. And the church is His bride. And you know, when I was in the zone of getting ready to get married, there was nothing more precious to me, and to this very day I can say this, nothing brings my life more pleasure and joy than my wife. She's my bride as sure as if it was yesterday. What is amazing is that's been a blessing that I could not have understood or anticipated in my life, my wife. And I still stand up and say, I'm with her because she makes me look so good. Do you know what Jesus did? He sought you and me out. Hallelujah! Glory! Look at the bride! And that's where this is going to go. He's looking at the bride. And you know what the bride is? She is the spotless bride of Christ. How is that possible? Because He died for us. Then He imputes to us His righteousness. Hallelujah! Salvation! Glory! Look over history. It's done. It's in the books. The bride! That's worth coming this morning for, wasn't it? Look in the mirror. Yeah, I know. But that isn't what's true. It's that song that's singing in your heart when you hear it. Every time you hear it, you want to say, tell me that again. I'm reminded of that little girl who one day she came home and she had done a good job at school. And her daddy looked at her and he said, I'm so proud of you, honey. You did so good. I'm so proud of you. You're such a good girl. And he was going to go back to whatever he was doing. She said, Daddy, tell me that again. Tell me that again. Don't you want to hear it again? Amen. Salvation, that was for you because He loved you and His judgment was you were worth it. You were worth it. Glory. Now look what happened. Judgments, glory. Hallelujah. His judgments. He put together a body of believers and He called it the church. And He is excited about the moment when we get together in the clouds. You know He's coming in the clouds. The Bible says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those which are asleep. For we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede those who are in the ground. He says, but the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Say hallelujah. Isn't that good to know? Because that's what it is. That's what it is. Hallelujah! Because He's coming again. And He's coming for His church. And His judgments are good. And it's all going to be realized. And yeah, if you know Jesus as your Savior, yeah, you get to go too. You may feel like you're stumbling along at times. And if that's your time right now, I want you to know it's going to be okay. Because His judgments, Because see, in order for Him to save us, He had to die for us. He had to commend us to the Father. The Bible says we now have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. The Bible says in Ephesians, we are now loved in the Beloved. I'm just so glad that's true. The Bible says also that they said, hallelujah. And they said, salvation and glory and honor. Now you think about the honor. And you've got to drill into that for a moment. Because this says in verse 1, after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying this. Now, right away, you put the little letters JW by that verse right there. Okay? Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe there is an eternity. If they die, they believe they're just annihilated. You might have met people like that. I remember years ago, we used to knock on doors and say these words. As soon as the person opened the door, hi, we're visiting from the church. We were just wondering, if you died today, do you know you'd go to heaven? And that was fine. Nobody had a problem with us asking that question. Sometimes they'd say, yes, I do. I attend the church right down around the corner and I got saved so many years ago. Or whatever. But others would say, well, no, can't say that I could say that. I'm not sure anybody could know. And I could tell them about how Jesus saves and how only He can and how He does it. And explain to them the unsearchable riches about Jesus. But I went one day to a door and it was a Jehovah's Witnesses. There's no people in heaven. There's no, where is this at? Right there it is. Verse 1, chapter 19, the voice of much people in heaven. So if you ever have a person saying that people ain't going to heaven, see, they're looking to be the meek who inherit the earth. It's a sidebar, but don't miss it because it's very clear. Much people, not angels, but people in heaven. And what are they saying? They're saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor. And who are these people after all? The Bible says in Hebrews in chapter 12 at the end of the chapter that we are come unto a city that is full of the spirit of just men made perfect. It's the heavenly Jerusalem. It's the Mount Zion. It's a city whose builder and maker is God. It's a city made without hands. And we have come to that city. And we're part of that community. You want to know something? We are part of it, but we are a unique part. And we'll get to that in a moment. So keep that in mind. Hold that thought. But the Bible says honor. Why? Because God throughout history has used people to bring Him honor. You know, you go back through the history of Israel and you'll find the highlights. You'll see Moses and you'll see Elijah and Elisha and you'll see times where they had great revivals under certain kings. David became a king who did really good stuff for a while and he stumbled, but he got back up and wrote some psalms and said, I don't really want a big king. I'll just go over here and be a worshiper. And he was good with that. He wrote his last days out with a little bit of a limp, but he lived for God. He loved on God. He wrote Psalms 32 and 51, he wrote those saying, this is what I found out in my walk with God. That I got caught up in the world. I got caught up in the system. I know all kings can take women and make them their own if they want to. And so I fell in. And he said, but you know what? When I got silent about all that, my vitality dried up and I couldn't do anything about it. It was not until I confessed my sin and He forgave the iniquity of my transgression. He says, you've made the bones that you've broken to rejoice. These are the things we learn from people who are stellar. Abraham believed God. It was imputed to him for righteousness. Just because he took God at His word. And so we understand what faith looks like. You cannot have faith in God truly without having a knowledge of what God says. And can I tell you what really is the Emancipation Proclamation you need to know? The Bible says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Now, if you believe that, He'll save you. Now, you can believe that it's true, but if you don't believe it can be applied to you, you need to take Him at His word, because God doesn't lie. And He doesn't mess with words. God uses every word. And He uses it decidedly. The Bible says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. To sum it up, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But you got to believe. You got to believe that God raised Him from the dead. That He is the Lord Jesus. And when you get the 2 + 2 = 4 thing down in your mind, you're right there. You got to get an understanding. The Bible says you shall know the truth. Truth shall set you free, right? The Bible says honor. So what's this honor about? It's these people in heaven. Do you know, not only are there the spirit of just men made perfect from the Old Testament times, but there's also a host of people who were slaughtered during the tribulation that are standing here. Martyrs and saints that were killed, beheaded for the testimony of Christ. Do you know what that was? That was people honoring Jesus in the most dark days of mankind's history. Jesus said that there would be tribulation on the earth such as was never before or never would be again during those days yet to come for us. But in his days, he says, in that day, that's what it's going to be. We're on the cusp of it. You know, people are pretty brazen today. You know that, right? They'll get right up in your face. They will defy you to say anything about their behavior. They will do what they want to do. It's a narcissistic world. I heard a couple of people were gathered together for Narcissists Anonymous. Okay? And the one guy who was leading it, he said, "All right, I'm glad you guys are all here, so let's begin by talking about me." We're just going to begin by talking about me because everybody thinks they're a hero and a celebrity. It's never been like that before. People had a desire to be accepted by society. Now they don't care about society because they live in a little delusion their own mind has conjured. The honor, it was because those people, glory, salvation, glory, and honor, those people had honored him. Do you know that in the time of the church age, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 that it was God's good judgment that made it such that the people of God had to suffer in front of the lost so that they would see that perdition waited for them. In other words, hell waited for them. In other words, he said, I want them to see that you are so committed to the truth that you know, you Thessalonian believers, I want you to know that the trials you're going through, they are not meaningless. They are meaningful. And that when that world in which you live hates on you, what they're seeing is they're seeing the manifestation, the evidence, if you will, of things not seen. They're seeing in you that you see something they can't see. You see Jesus. And he's guiding you through even the doors of the great Colosseums where you will be thrown to the lions and burnt at the stake. I remember years ago when those stereograms or those hallucinations came out. You know, there's just a bunch of wire lines and squigglies and everything. They say, "Man, no, just look at it. Just look at it. You can see it. Just look at it. There's a big thing in there, and it's really cool." And I'm like, "I can't see this." I'm thinking, are they kind of doing a gag on me or what? Would somebody get a card when we walked in here? And everybody's like, "Oh, ah." And I'm like, "I can't see it." And they said, "No, what you got to do is you got to look at your reflection in that glass. If you just look at your reflection, you're looking far enough in and maybe you can see it then." And then I saw it. It was so cool. Funny how short-lived that thing was, but it was there and it's still very impressive. My point, how do they do that? Do you know when you go through hard times and you still love on Jesus, people are saying, "I can't see it. What in the world's wrong with you?" But you just keep looking at Jesus and you keep smiling. You get a little happy and you shout a little hallelujah once in a while. You know, let them see Jesus on your face. You know, when they were stoning Stephen, right? They couldn't see the heavens open. He's being stoned and he stands there as one hits him and another hits him. He says, "I see the heavens opened and I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of power on high." And the Bible says his face was like that of an angel. What a day. God would have us be that kind of a reflector to our Savior. And all of those saints that went through the church age, who suffered and bore the brunt of the day, all of those who went through the tribulation. See, God always has a witness. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. So he even allowed the 7-year tribulation period to be a time of great ingathering of souls. Chapter 7 shows us 144,000 evangelists go into the world and multitudes come out of great tribulation. God loves the world so much that he gave his Son that whoever would believe, whoever. Now I'm glad it didn't say Dave, that if Dave would believe, because I thought, here's some other Dave. Because got to be some other Dave. He said, whoever. Now the Bible says hallelujah. It says salvation. That's what he's all about.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.